Shin Yud Aleph, Sif Zion. Mutulosuch a mace. It's permitted to anoint the mace, which put on oils. And Mr. Brewer will talk about why isn't that called some form of tiltamuksa? Sometimes when the mace lies on, as opposed to on the hard floor, it lies on a mattress, etc., that holds the heat more and it will start to decompose more quickly. Mm-hmm. So you want to move the car, the mattress, from the, you pull out from under the mace. Keshe yasriach, in order that you shouldn't be masriach. Uvilvad, shlo yozis boi shumeiv. But he can't move. While he's doing that, he has to be careful not to move any limb of the body. If the mouth, part of the rigor mortis of the mace is the mouth opens. So the mouth is opening. You can tie the under the jaw that it should not open anymore. You can't push it back, close it. Either totally or even partially. That's moving the jaw, which is part of the mace. So you can't move any part of the mace. Similarly, you cannot. Normally, the loch is after a person is nifter. Part of the process of the tahara process, we close the eyes. You can't close the eyes on Shabbos. That's called tiltal of part of the mace. So we see from this, that the idea of tiltal doesn't mean the whole item, because the whole item is basically staying stationary. But moving even the jaw, moving even the eyelids, would still be also.
Even though before we said, if you, for instance, sat in the car. So if you sat in the car and you moved it, then we said that also is not allowed. That also would be also then.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph. Losuch Hamesu Ladichay. Sichu Hu B'Shemen. It's putting on an oil. Hadoch B'Mayim. It's washing it with water. Tanamayim Kerm is cold water, obviously. And the goal over here is to, because in Shabbos you would have you couldn't use the hot water. The reason why we permitted both anointing, putting on different oils, etc., putting on water. So la tiltal al nagiyabam, but it's not called moving, it's just all touching. Mazes by Avery, since no Avery is moving. Now, we did have before that something which, when you touch it, will cause movement, it was still awesome. So the chara, as you're pushing on that part of the skin, so that part of the skin is going to move up or down, as you're pressing the water and rubbing it to clean it off. So either you're going to have to say the case was that there was not either you tell me that Chazal were made since it wasn't your kavanah to do it and that wasn't what you're trying to do, so Chazal were made over here also covered to move to press to be able to clean it off to whatever whatever is necessary to that Chazal were made. Right, so you're not moving a whole aver, but even though you're moving the skin, there's no real lateral. There's no lateral movement. Not any part is moving from point A to point B. Just there might be pressure going up and down on the mace. So we're not going to worry about that over here. You pull the mattress out. You can't pull the mace off of the mattress to hutil tomamish, because that'd be direct tilt. Okay. We'll use the heter of kicker to take the mace off of the mattress. People do it even if there's no real concern that it might start to be masriach. That's not correct, so therefore we should protest against that. People do that, but that's incorrect. Rak lishma da kor mitato mutter, but to pull the mattress out, that is mutter. What makes it a makamis noyim al hatzim enov, will yashre evorb shal yis akmu. There's a minhag in some places. Some places, what they do is they do close the eyes, they do straighten out the limbs. But I remember the Issa Bezer Shel Shisakana. Because if you don't straighten it out shortly after the time person dies, so when the rigor mortis sets in and the muscles set, they'll set in the pose wherever it is. So we want it's more cover of the mace, it should be straight. And they say Issa Bezer Shel Shisakana. That if you don't straighten out, it's dangerous.
Therefore, they're makel.
Now, v'av the dovers ain loy shurish al piyadin. The chertz connected. The mishnah isa the ain matzim and ain of shomeis. V'chein shlo yosas by ever. The mishnah says explicitly, you cannot shut the eyes, and you cannot move any ever. Chol rishonim sas mukein. All the rishonim have accepted that. V'chemay shapasa v'shulchan aruch. So l'chera it's connected to gemara. If people are, that is the minhag malkum, and limchus kim and sheyesh lev smach al pi azar. Since there is a zayr which seems to support what they're saying, now there's a mishavura before the beginning of his tefillin. Mishavura points out, what do you do when you have a stir between the zayr and the gemara, which is not uncommon. So the psak that the mishavura gives up is you always follow the psak of the gemara. That's the final disaster in halachic issues. There are minig by chassidim in certain places where they were ma'adif the zayir over the halacha. The Gra comes along and says there's no such thing as a machlokes between the zayir and the halacha. There's seemingly many machlokos between the two of them. So he explains them, but he says, but you have to look very deep and hard to realize it's not really a machlokes between the two of them. You're misunderstanding either one or the other. Now, Achbem is Zer Leniskus Sakanakim Linyan Enaya. The Zer mentions leaving the eyes open. And that is so you semach on the Zer. You can the Yashar Ebor Main Lam Shum Semach, but to straighten out the limbs, there's no such Zer. So they can't rely on the Zer. Now, Bailey Rebbe Kosev, the Bemokim Shanoigim Lahokal Bezem Mishum Shechoshin Shleis Akmo Via Bizoyan Lemes. So, what's the solution? If you want to be, you're worried about this concern that it's going to be bent and that'll cause a Bizoyan of the Mace. So, Yasa Kamosha Kosev, Rebbe Mordechai, Shaniach Kikar, Shar Dober, Shemutu Natalta Bechanal, Alois and Evorim, Lechik Alovach, Yiposh to Evorim. So you metal the ayre kicker, which basically means you put the kicker there and sort of like push the kicker, and meanwhile pushing the egg.
Well, you can't do it though. You put crumbs in the eyes and eyelids.
No, the eyelids. I think he was more worried about the eyelids and not the issue. The eyelids you can close later on. The problem is they bore him. If they are not straightened out, sometimes they set in the pose wherever the bent pose is, and that's. Person has an illness, and or a person dies, and their legs are bent, bent up, etc. You try and bury them, they're not lying on their back, or they'll hump at their legs. You can't bend the legs later on because it's the muscles set in that position. Okay, so you can take it out, take the matches out from under the mace. Because of the heat of the mattress, etc. With those olive chaimets, without a pour, chaimets al begadim begadim shemayz, you'll put a vinegar on the begadim. Shashli yasriach lemutzei Shabbos, release asik b'tarosa, that retards the smell decomposition process, and this way, when it comes to Shabbos, it will not smell so bad. You'll be able to deal with it. And one of the challenges you have with the tahara is. Eventually, the mace decomposes on its posh. The smell is overpowering. Okay, shel yosis.
So the tahara is not like tamei tahara. It's talking about tahara, like
the tahara is a name for the process of preparing the mace to be buried. It's referred to as a tahara. Which is a cleansing. But they basically clean off all the parts of the body, and they groom them and they put the clothing on the tachrichim on. It's called tahara. So you can't move any Aver Shliyazes. The mace is dirtied to the point where it's really not looking nice. Which of the Tatal they kick your batinical, the rots of a mind be yoder. Without to wash it with water. You can't use a mapa without a common schita, because that's squeezing out the water. Use your hands. But otherwise, it's usher, even through a non-shoe. Now, there is the Aruch HaShulchan says that you're allowed to have a goy straighten out the Evorei HaMeis. Not like this Mishnah Berurah sounds like. Okay, so that's the end of the halachos of mace. Ches. So we're in Shin Yad Al Sif Ches. Till the minute Sadah Sar Devar Mutter is Mutter. So this is that day which you've seen again and again. But here's what the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, that indirect tiltal is Mutter if you're doing it for the Devar Mutter. Hilka. So we come up with the following interesting halacha. Tznoin Shetoman Ba'oritz. You took a radish. You already have harvested it out of the ground. But you want to store it. So how do you store it? So the best place to store it is under the ground again, which is keeps it cool in there and it keeps it fresh. So you put it back into the ground. Shetoman ba'aretz. You put it into the ground not for the purpose of taking root. You put it there just to store it there. Who mixes all the magulam, part of the, and some of the leaves and top are still above ground. Lo hishrish, there's no roots have been taken. It didn't take root yet. We got money scavenged because we had no intention of planting it. Nightly, you pull it out from the leaves on top, pull on the leaves and pull out the radish. Avobishad benitiloso mazes offer me mekana. Even though he's moving dirt. By doing so, Avisha Hoysif Machos Lechos the Karka is Mutter. Even if it absorbs some of the liquid on the ground, which means it got larger because of that, so it's like maybe you should that she problematic. No, they didn't ask. That's not also because it's called Tiltum in Atzad. It's Har Tavra Mutter.
Wait, I missed. What would be the problem of the liquid being added to the karka?
I think he's saying that's not so much a problem of the muk's problem. It's more the problem of maybe you should perceive that as a problem. It's like it's becoming part of the, part of the ground is now like a new process. It's a new way of pulling out of the ground. Als toitzer. Right. Mm-hmm. We are in Shin Yud Aleph Sif Ches. We're at the Ramah now. So you took this radish and you put it there right before Shabbos with the intent of leaving it there for the whole Shabbos. Now you want to take it out. Well, but you didn't plan to take it out at the beginning of Shabbos, so l'chara maybe it's sort of like your maksadas from it. You're still able to take it out. Dein b'cholim b'shum b'osus l'davar asur. So, l'chara, if you put it there with intention to stay there for the whole Shabbos, so the radish, okay, so you put the radish after you harvest it, you put it back into the ground, and the dirt was over the bulb, just the leaves were sticking out. So now, the radish is holding, supporting that dirt. So maybe the radish should be also, because it's a bosses for the dirt. No, there's no din of bosses on food. Okay. That's one halacha. So that's the case, it's the minitzad. You're pulling the leaves. The radish is coming out. Meanwhile, the dirt is moving. That's till the minatzad, in order to get the radish, and that's. Furthermore, is that the shulchan aruch? Till the begufa, I feel the tzarut davar aser is mutter. Moving it with your body, even though you're doing it not for a non heter item, a muksa item, still mutter. Hilkach. Kash alamita. You have straw on a bed. The stomach of muksa lasaka. Generally, the straw usually was set aside for the purpose of using it for firewood, so it's muksa on Shabbos. And now the straw is lying on the bed. So, manana begufa, you're allowed to use your body to adjust it in place, even though the goal is to straighten out the straw. If you took the straw and you put the mattress or the pillow on top of it, means you're thinking this should be part, be used as part of the mattress. So then, because you've taken away sharei echidah b'yom lishka b'lof. If that's in it from before Shabbos for lying on it, v'chedim chisha choshev lishka b'lof. Or if you had intent for that purpose. Now, that's enough. Also, now we got a lot of mishaber over here. In mishaber and sifkat and chavhe. So you put the snorin into the ground, and some of the leaves were still visible. It's all the megulim. Some of the leaves are still uncovered. Diloy hoyu all the megulim klalav. None of the leaves are visible. Rebal karcha mezes offer b'yadayim v'aser. The only way you can get to it is by digging through the dirt to get to it, and that's aser because you're moving the dirt directly. So I have an idea. I'll take a knitting needle. Machad is a needle. And the kush actually was the when women would spin, they would use the spinning thread, so the distaff, which they would use for the spinning process, you do it by hand, not on a spinning wheel. It was called a kush. So I'm going to stick it down through it, and it had a point. It had a metal point which was sharp. So I'll put it through and sort of like stab into the radish and pull it out. Derech ofer, but snoin belit like my mishit siftes. Gamkin oser, tenirik oisa guma. It's also not all moving muksa, because again you're moving the muksa indirectly. The tzarech tapra motu, but it looks like you're trying to make a hole, which that's an iser of. Either Haresh or Boina, depending on.
Was that not Marasayan then?
Sometimes Marasayan, the issue is not, but people will think you're doing something wrong, but people will perceive what you're doing as something which is questionable, and they're going to derive from that that's permitted.
Right.
So that's not a Marasayan, because they think they're going to have a negative opinion about you, is they're going to derive the wrong idea. That's what he's saying over here. People are going to say, oh, you're allowed to make holes.
Right.
And that's a problem.
But as far as it being a problem of Krisha, that wouldn't be a problem.
Well, making holes is either Charesh or Boina.
But why would we only... So wait, are we saying it's only Usher in this case of using the Machar or the Kush?
Right.
So then what's the Nafkamim between using those items as far as just grabbing it with your hand if the dirt were not on top of it?
Oh, okay. When I pull the thing out and there's a hole there afterwards, that's not what we're worried about. We're worried about if here a person's going and, like, you know, if you aerate ground, how do you aerate ground? You want to make better. So that's what the guy's doing. He's going da, 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 like this. You know, he's not doing that. He's doing to get the radish. People don't know that. So people will see the guy making holes in the ground. They assume you want to make holes in the ground. And that's aerating is part of the process of charesh. Anything which helps in the process of growing, it's either going to be charesh or zareah. Because it's all either ready, anything which is done to ready the ground to be able to accept the seed or help the seed grow, it's charesh. Anything which is done directly in the process of growing, like watering, etc., is zareah.
And then also we're saying this is a problem because it's it would be muksa machmas gufo, and the dirt, therefore you can't.
The dirt is muksa, right.
Okay.
Some people are matter putting the machmas in the kosh. So that was the Magen Mishnah that says it's also, and the Magen Aron brings a sheet that says that it's mutter. Okay, well, like Hishrish, the case was you put the radish back into the ground, so it's only mutter if the radish didn't take root again. The e Hishrish in Sivkat and Chavod, filo haya im haya gam akuvat snoin megulon milamal even a part of it is visible above ground gam kein also lo hazizim imekayvay mishum tarlish. Now you're doing the malach of you're detaching it from it's where it's growing. So that wouldn't be what. Begamloi. Niskamal is real. You had no intent for this for planting. Now, Zog the Mishnah Brut. Dim Hoya Niskamal is real. Optional hishrish is also, even if your intent was for Zriya, even though it didn't take root, it's going to be asur. A, you wanted to take root. B, it's in the ground already. So we said that whether it's a deraisa or a derabanan, so but Pasha says the derabanan, this is planting. Right? So even though it didn't take root yet, but as far as everybody's concerned, you planted it, now you're taking out. You're taking out from where it was planted. Well, that's not, doesn't sound so kosher. That's going to be very confusing to people who are going to be matzah. I'm not going to rum shik shal zemi hold the camera lima gemara move the yabasim mishin yud sipes. See the shazam b'karka, but down the hishrishu. Then we took and lost. And we had before, you planted the kernels of wheat. If they didn't take root yet, you could take them out and eat them. Right? So, you planted it. You intended to plant it. As long as it didn't take root yet, it's mutter. So why is this worse? That they say this is a problem. So the Miri says that this case over here, you put it into the ground and it's already covered with dirt. And the case in Shin Yud, which you permitted, was a case that it was not covered, it was just sitting on top of the ground. So that's more cool. Yeah.
You put these things in the ground on Shabbos?
No. You put them before Shabbos.
So if you put them before Shabbos, you intended to plant them before Shabbos,
right,
and you're coming to take them out after on Shabbos, wouldn't they be muksa anyway?
No, it's interesting. Since it's a food, it's still edible. It's, as long as it's still edible, it doesn't lose its status of being a food. He's dealing with over here, not al tamuksa issue. He's dealing over here with the kotzer issue, but al tamuksa, that's what we're seeing
right
over there. Before in Shin Yud, there wasn't zera muksa.
So any seed essentially that can also be eaten would fall into this.
Any seed which normally would be eaten, not could be eaten. Even though when he's taking it out, he's moving dirt. It's learned to become welcome rock, tilt him in a saddle, but it's indirect. That's what the point of the Shulchan Aruch was, that this is called indirect movement, and it's mutter. So the combination is A, it's indirect, and B, your intent is not to move the dirt, your intent was to get the radish, so therefore it's mutter.
The
case was, it was in the field. Because in the case, if it had been, you started in the house, so now you're left with this hole in your floor. So we find many cases of chazal asher, because you might come to fill up the hole, because you don't want to like having holes in your floor. You might come after to straighten it out. So Chazal answered, taking it out because you might come to fill up the hole afterwards. Now, if you put it in sand or dirt, which you brought in from before Shabbos. Remember, the way they used to clean their floors is laying out a new layer of dirt. You know, a new layer of clean dirt. That was how they used to clean the floor. Right, so where did they get that dirt from? Before Shabbos, they would take a pile of dirt and put it in the corner and designate that pile of dirt as being the dirt they're going to use to cover the floor. Right? So that's not ground dirt yet. There's no reason to fill up the hole over there. There's no gzera. You might fill up a hole over there because you don't mind having holes there. Right? So if it's in that dirt over in the corner, and you did it, you brought the dirt into order to use it for whatever need, so you can take the radishes out. Even if it's not open at all, that dirt is not muksa. The Ramah gives you a mentioned look back over what we said before, that in regards to that dirt is not muksa. Can't see the Gemara. Gam can't ban mudam shall areg. Sheitz kum bekarka bayis. Also the talton in mekayman shemer yobel lahashas gumasachakad. So you had these large beams which are part of the loom. So
part of the what?
The loom.
The loom, weaving loom?
Yeah, weaving loom. So it wasn't. It wasn't.
Large
you pick
beads.
Beams.
Beams.
Right. So you it's there's a type of a weaving loom which was actually it's called a vertical loom, I think. So it have, as opposed to the one which we have, which we picture basically as like a horizontal type of loom, it was a vertical loom. It rained, but basically you would run it back and forth, standing up, But it also had these beams which support. They were very heavy beams which supported it. So those beams, you can't move them from where they are because I always said if you're going to move them, you're left with a hole in the dirt. And now you have a hole in the dirt on your floor. Next thing you know, you're going to fill up the hole. So that's this. That would be the source for this idea that the Rechonim said.
Are those holes bigger than the hole that would come from a radish, though? Could there be difference in the size?
There's definitely a difference in size, but the point, the Chazal made a gzera, not to take an item that you're really is mutter to use for whatever reason, because of the gzera, that the result is you're going to have a hole and you might come to fill up the hole. That concept you find over there. Even you might argue, like you're saying correctly, that maybe over there it's such a large hole, it's more, but at least the concept is found over there. Okay. I feel like Nichoy. So, even if you put it there from before Shabbos, with the intent to stay there the whole Shabbos, let's learn. The after Baal Mimineach, the Ramuksog, Aleza Kli, Aldashi, Shersham, Kola Shabbos, you put it there to stay there the whole Shabbos. Normally, the Kuli Yaman Nasa Kli Gufa Gamkin, Muksa Mitam Bosses, the Rosa. So it becomes a Bosses. That's normally true. So the chara, the tznoin, is holding the dirt on top of it. So now the Mishnah Berurah come along and saying, I'm not saying a general rule that's impossible to have it in the bosses by an oichlin. He's saying that over here, it's not in this specific these type of cases, it's not considered a bosses because the purpose of the dirt is not the purpose of the radish is not to serve the dirt. The purpose of the dirt is to serve the radish. We're talking about the elu lo shayach bosses.
Just before in a previous sif, it says oichlin, there's no bosses on oichlin.
Well, that was the Ramah over here. He's saying that he's coming to modify the Ramah does not mean a general rule. He means specifically over here.
Why?
His goal wasn't that the radish should hold up the dirt. The opposite, his goal was that the dirt should protect the radish. Therefore, who had the Paris at Tzmunim B'Tzevin? Dilakame, which is in Siftes. You have fruit which is hidden now under straw to keep it fresh, etc. Well, you die to Shisharashim Kol Shabbos. Gam can learn Nasa Paris Bosses La Tevin Shal Gabon Mitamanal. The same thing over there. The purpose of the Tevin was to protect the Paris, not that the Paris should be there to support the Tevin. Then the Shulchan Aruch said Tiltu Begufay, using your body. So Tiltu Begufay is you're using your hands to move item A, and item B is being moved with it. But you're doing tilta with your hands. Tilta begufa is you're not using your hands at all. That's what the even the start of our Osir, according to Shulchan Aruch, Laman, Tzavkat Laman, Perish. Shenon Negev B'yod, he doesn't use his hands. Kim begufa with it, rather his body, or any other part of the body other than the hands. Mekilin B'yosir, Mishar Tilta Menetzad, So, tiltil begufoy is a form of tiltil min etzad, but it's a more lenient form of tiltil min etzad that even the tzarat dever ha'asr is permitted.
Basically, any other part, meaning, are we saying arms when we say yad? Are we saying arms completely, or are we saying where does the word yad end?
I once saw something about that. I don't recall The back of the hand, the poison of Machmeran.
Yeah.
But there's a Mishnah Berurah about it. One second. There's a Mishnah Berurah before which seems to say that using the back of your hand is a mutter, and there's other places I think which seems to say that it's usur. So I don't remember where you draw the line.
Okay.
Pasha's your elbow is mutter. Okay. Now I remember I told you there's a chazin who argues in this. The Makor is a rush. The source of this is a rush. And he says the rush is the case was that there was straw on the mattress, and while you lie on the mattress, you're moving the straw. It's with your body. Chazani said that why is it called tiltum in itzad? Or it's tiltled, it's a direct tiltle, but with your goof. Right? Why is it called tiltum in itzad? Remember the Mishnah Berurah, even the Mishnah Berurah, it's tiltum in itzad, we're making this tiltum in itzad more than other ones. Right, so the minhag is you're moving A and B comes along. Over here, you're moving B. He says no, because he said the pshat the rush is because you're being oisik and shkivu. What the person really doing is he's lying on the bed in order to lie. By lying, he's sort of shifting around and getting his. So it's still the minhag because your main function over here is the act of lying, and the movement comes in mail. So tilta minhag the tzar davar aser is aser. Tilta minhag begufay the tzar davar aser is mutter. So if you go sick at something else, and mail the tilt of the comes, all that happens, that's mutter. But go kick it with your foot, where you're kicking it directly, even though tilt of the gufa, it's still going to be also, according to the Chazanish. But the mice is going to connect to the machaber. I mean, that's not how the machaber brings it down. So, it's like, and the Ramah seems to agree to the machaber. So basically, it's a Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Rabban Ataz and the Mishnah Berurah. On one side is the Chazanish, and the other side. Man, I wouldn't want to be in that situation.
I just understand what you're saying. So tiltum in itzad is that you're doing tilt, direct, taking your hand, you're flipping up the object, something like that. So it's direct. And this is what that you're taking with another part of your body.
Tiltum in itzad as opposed to it's indirect.
Yes.
So I'm doing A and I'm pulling on the radish and the dirt moves, right?
Yeah.
Over here, I'm taking my elbow and I'm pushing the thing. That's not tiltum in itzad. It's direct tiltum. It's tiltum begufay.
You're pushing directly on the thing.
Yeah, I'm taking my foot and I'm kicking it. So I'm moving it directly.
So as far as that, it's more disconnected from when you're doing the begufay?
So the Shulchan Aruch came along and said tiltum begufay is one.
Yeah.
Right? Right? So if I have a problem with tiltum begufay is mutter, but don't call tiltum in itzad.
Yeah.
Right? But Mr. Burr comes along and says it's tiltum in itzad. Why is it tiltum in itzad? What's right. Indirect about it?
Yeah.
It's direct movement with your foot.
Direct movement, yeah.
Right?
With another part of your body.
But the Mr. Burr called it tiltum in itzad. So Mr. Burr says that the same way moving with your hands, pulling A and B comes along is called indirect tiltum. So not using your hands is also called indirect tiltum, because direct tiltum is with your hands, indirect tiltum is with your foot. That's the Kiddush. So Chazanish says that's not why is that true? I understand where the Chazanish is coming from.
I understand the Chazanish. I don't understand the other side. I guess that's okay,
right.
Fine.
So the Chazanish says no. The only case would be called tiltum in it. Fair. The tiltum in itzad is you're being oisik in something else.
Yes.
Right. You're being oisik in shchiva. That's the Chazanish.
Okay.
Lamed Aleph. The stomach. The kash is on the mitzvah. The stomach muksa. That's when they used to use places where they use straw for the purpose of fuel. The truth is nowadays, where we live, either you feed it to animals or you lie and use it for straw on the mattress. So for us, this halacha of straw is not an issue. B'chla. You didn't put it there with intention to use it to lie on. You put it there before Shabbos to use the lie on, obviously, that's clearly not a mux anymore. It should be right, it should be soft. Soft means it should float. It should be, you know, balanced. But if you put something, you put a mattress on top, it means you put your sheets over it, you know, it would be our case. Even though you didn't think about you lying on it, it's like you thought about it. And the Ramah adds that over here, machshav is sufficient. That's Ramah and submission and sifkat lamadat. You put there with no thought process. That's what you say, oh, I'll use it for that. That's sufficient. Now, we said before, something which is normally muksa, you want to change it to make it non-muksa, machshav is enough, and you decide to leave it there as from now on, that's what it's going to be used for. It's a machshav al-oilam, then machshav is enough. If it was muksa, you want to make it non-muksa by saying, well, for now, I'll just use it for that purpose. That wasn't enough, then you need a maisa. That's what we had before.
But here we have a maisa of them putting the kash on the bed.
Well, you put the kash on the bed not for the purpose of lying on it. It was to store it there. So it was still fuel.
It was
still fuel.
To store. Oh, okay, fine.
Let's do tests over here. Finish up the simon. Peiros hatzimunim b'seven b'kash. We have grain which are stored in the straw. Hamuksim, which was muksa. So yochalitzchuf behem machar ekosh ben night long. Akash nina me'elav. You stick in the needle spear of the fruit. Pull the fruit out. And the kash will fall off on the side, and that's mutter. Agavim tumuna b'chol v'offer ayin liel b'simen shilches siflam b'ches. And regardless if it was in dirt, so that was the case we had before. If you store the dirt before Shabbos to use it, that's also going to be mutter. Right, so here, there's no gzera that looks like you're making holes in the ground. So the case of the kosher, the machad is mutter.
And so in most of machmas kufa, we say you can move till tumuna tzad. That was important.
If it's a tzart over a mutter.
Okay.
Right. Lamed hey, b'teben abekash, teben hu hakona haniksa imashibolus. So what's the thing? Teben akash. So teben is the part which is cut with the kernel, which you break off eventually when you thresh it. Akash umash anisha besod akar aksir. That would be the stubble that's left in the ground is called kash. So if you eventually took that out, that's called kash.
So it's like the psulis, basically.
Well, both of them are psulis. But the point is, you have a stalk of wheat, you cut it off here, so this much is left down to the ground, that's called kash, and the tarp part is no tab.
But it still has the shul to it.
No, you already took off the kernel. But now you're just left with the straw, but there's two names for straw. One is called straw, one's called stubble. It's just explaining why the two different words. They've been the same, they look the same, smell the same, and they have the same function. Just how you get there is different. The case over here was that you're using them again. They used to use it for the straw was used for fuel to burn, but if you would designate it for to feed your animal or to lie on, it's not again become a seno. Nowadays, we all straws for Michael Behem. Excuse me. But if you would have a whole bale of hay, which they used to put the straw on the roofs, and they would, you know, put tit on top of that, so that's a different story. So you're allowed to stick in the this long needle and pull it out. It's indirect tiltle for the purpose of the fruits, which are the remut. B'shori kilel b'sekes. It was hidden in this tavern, which is muksa. Now, you had a pile of tavern, which is to be used, going to be used for firewood, and you stuck some pears in. So that still remains, that pile still muksa. But if you took some out to the side and use it to store your fruits in, it's not muksa anymore. You've designated this, its function now as storage. So it's not muksa anymore. One more. So the case of the dirt. You have a pile of dirt off on the side which you're going to use for the purposes in the house. They don't allow shemuk, it's not considered muksa. And yet, the fimashin is parallel to the simmons that the tilde minute sound, the sertabramutter is osir. So, but moving it indirectly for the muksa is osir. Tedel anoch, now you'll know clearly the mashin, noigim eza noshim. Limkir b'shabas, l'kabal amos, b'kli ayane begit. So they're being chachamim, they can make a sale. And they take the money, you know, from a goy. They take the money, put it into my pocket, and I move the pocket. You rub it with it, you take a knife and you move it over to your side. You know, you can't do business on Shabbos. Look how blind they are. Even if it's considered indirect tiltal, it's for the money. They didn't accomplish anything by this chikol Torah that they did.